don't want to be late.
It's already noon. Let's go.
I don't want to be late.
It's already noon. He is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Kalaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Kalaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Good afternoon. Welcome once more to Caribbean Kalaloo. Oh, yes. We are in the midst of the winter, and it feels like summer. It's one of the best, or one of the better, or warmer. Winter we ever had here in Montreal. I can't say the same thing for all over Canada because, hey, we have all over Nova Scotia is still digging out. It was off for a whole week. They can't move. And other places around Canada. So, hey, we are pretty lucky here in Montreal and we are celebrating. Talk about celebrating. We celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. Wow. The Black History Month is coming up, so we have a lot to talk about. We also see they have one of the first hockey league in Canada. It was started by some black guys in Nova Scotia. So we got a lot of things to be thankful for and to celebrate. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, we had a dream. I had a dream. Yeah, man. And that's, we're celebrating with Martin Luther King for his birthday, of his death. We're gonna do this. Oh, I have an error on it. Oh my gosh, can't try. I have to play something else. I'm seeing what I have to do here. So we're gonna.
I have the pleasure to present to you,
yep,
Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
There's a speech from Martin Luther King.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of destruction to spare a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Windy Capital. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We are free at last, we are free at last. Pete Douglas, man.
We're supposed to be free at last.
We're supposed to be, and you know, Black History Month is coming up next month, and we just celebrated the birthday of the
Martin Luther King. Do you know, I'll tell you something. Uh-huh. I haven't worked on Martin Luther King's birthday for about 30-something years now.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I was the original person who started taking the day off.
Well, you know, I take off... since I start working, I take all significant birthdays off, oh, especially mine. I never work on my birthday in my life. and I do that. I used to do that for Martin Luther King also.
Yeah,
because it wasn't a holiday here in Canada at all.
Because TV Wonder had a song called Happy Birthday of the album Hotter Than July.
Uh-huh.
And I was at a christening this Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't make the work the Monday anyhow.
Yeah.
So I tell the guys, you know, from now on, I refuse to work on Martin Luther King's birthday. And I went to do my job. I told the company, I will work. I celebrate Jean-Baptiste, Canada Day, I haven't done it for about 30-something years now.
Yeah, man. I must thank you again also for being here. For CJLO Saturday programs, we call them the programs on Saturdays.
World Beat
program. Mm. And, you know, you've been here since 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I think I hope this guy coming.
You had to be here all day. If I know that was the fact, I would have let you experience what I do experience every week.
I
remember you used to fill in for me when I was on vacation. Yeah, but when you're on vacation, it's a different thing. When you stay home. Man, even though I'm sick, I just still come here and pretend I will.
It's a commitment.
You know, it's a commitment.
It's a commitment. And,
thank you for doing this. And because we started this thing here at CGLO, Concordia University.
Mm.
And it's built as one of the better days of shows.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we won a lot of awards on Saturdays and things like that. And it's sad to see that people are staying home and they're staying off for not only 1 week or so, but If the clouds are not coming, if the sun is not coming out, the clouds, they decide, okay, it's not a good day to come here. You know?
But the thing is, I think, like I was explaining to the management and staff at this place, is that there are a lot of people that rely on us being here on the Saturday.
Yeah.
It makes their weekend.
I know.
You know, mm-hmm. And if for example, you can't come, or right. I can't come, or you're on vacation, I'm on vacation,
mm-hmm.
You know, you get all the text, the emails and the texts, are you okay? Because mm-hmm. we make their day.
Yeah.
And it's not about me, it's not about you, it's about, it has to be about us.
Us. You know so, and my friend, I also am thankful today,
mm-hmm.
because for about a year and a half now, nearly 2 years,
mm-hmm.
they cut me off Facebook. Because I'm playing music and
you don't have a right to.
And it is great pleasure to come back from today. I am on today, everybody. Tell somebody that I'm back live on Facebook, and I don't know for how long, but I am going to try to do some disclaimers so that I could stay on.
You have to say, I do not have the right
to. I do not have the right to play the music and the song.
I don't have the copyright.
But the station here, CJLO, has the right, and I'm doing it here at the station. So, and I don't, if I put the station only, then nobody would know. Mm. Like a lady who I didn't speak to for years, actually, she's the first one that came on. Elma Gabriel.
Okay.
How you doing, Elma?
Okay.
All right.
But it's important, you know, for those of you who go on Facebook, it's to do a live show, you have to put a disclaimer.
Yes.
Or you can get the registration to do that for you.
Do that for me,
I'm going to look into it now.
Back live. I could find how they can do it to keep me on there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people from all over the world, I have a sister in Curaçao, and that's only how she knows me. She never meet me for real. That's one of my father's that he had when he was a police in the 20s.
He was supposed to be arresting people, not creating.
Well, in those days, you had to create somebody. That's how come I came along.
Yeah. You're putting it under the wrong. You're arresting people at the wrong time.
Yes. They used to arrest people at one time. They had a riot, and two or more people are gathered. They would arrest them. And guess what? His mom was a converted lady. And she, every week, Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, she goes by the street corner, and she, because they didn't have a church, she goes and do the, she did converted down. What do you call that again? Where they dance and the
Shango kind of thing.
Yeah, the Shango kind. They had to get, because she has more people than five people actually gathered together, and they have to arrest her. Guess who they sent to arrest her?
Help your father.
Yeah, she's son. She's son, and he had to go take away. That's life.
But it's nice to be back, see you back. It's nice. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. I know you're
very busy these days. We don't get to see each other.
I know. Since I've been doing my shipping, which I am going to stop doing it pretty soon.
Mm.
So hey, people. I'm going to give you another number to call for shipping, because I think I'm too poor to do shipping. When you're doing shipping, you're getting poorer. So I'm going to stop doing shipping, and I'm going to introduce you to this new job.
No.
Because you're traveling a lot lately. I see you just came back from England and Europe.
But I cutting back. Well, this year I'll be traveling, but I cut back on the traveling for work. It's just for my personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be traveling because I just being on a plane every other month. It's just, after 30 something years, it gets to you.
All right.
You know, I was just explaining to a guy on Friday, it gets, now it's more the kids and the grandkids you got to take care of. But, I was helping a friend of mine in New York who started a business, moving business.
Moving business.
You know him, Winston Antrobus.
Antrobus. Joey boy. That's what he do now?
No, he passed. He has started. He passed away.
He passed away. Yeah.
But one day I said, boy, after we brought a couch,
mm-hmm.
five flights up in a building in Brooklyn, five flights.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman look at us and give us 25 cents tip. I say, stooge, you see next week, I register to go back to school. You on your own. I don't know this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually do it for, you know, in between classes and stuff like that. But it's not an easy thing. I know the bowels. I don't know how you always pick that up.
Boy, let me tell you something. I did it because I needed something to do, and it's exercise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because when you're not getting enough exercise, you have to do exercise.
You have to do something.
So moving barrels was one of them.
Well, that's a big transition.
You know? Well, let me tell you something. At our age.
In my days, when I like size.
Yeah,
I could handle that back in the day.
You see, because I like size, that's why I'm moving barrels. Yeah, size comes in right there. I said, boy, when I go to someone's house and they have a small barrel, I say, I ain't taking that. I want a bigger barrel.
No. The most thing I can live up is a cup of coffee.
Yes.
That's about it.
All right.
So anyhow, have a blessed weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and all the best, and we see you soon.
Yeah, God bless, man.
All right.
Take care.
All the best. All right. Okay, so I normally play something here very...
Churchy,
right here. I'm going to do it and then get into a commercial break.
Oh, okay. I got to go play basketball game with my daughter, my granddaughter. Hey, I need to take it easy. Monkey, I have a cool. All right, bye.
This one is called Celebration of Life.
After all the pain and suffering,
this is by Pat Ralph out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Pat Ralph.
We cannot face the burden. Nobody to turn to. But you must not give up, my brother.
Thank you, Neil. Neil just dropped by.
Evil Lord will never give us any more than we can bear. But in Him we must put our trust and face the world without a fear. Sometimes we think we have it so bad. We think there's no reason to live. But don't give up, stop feeling so sad. I still celebrate in life. 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 So if I can't pay me rent, I need children I can't feed. To the Lord I will present. He helps those who are in need. I still celebrate in life.
This is a young lady out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines who passed away. Her father bought one of the biggest, her father and her brother brought one of the biggest carnival costume band in St. Vincent, Ralph. And she is Pat Ralph, and she became a big singer in St. Vincent, and she passed away a few years ago also. She also has a sister right here in Montreal that sings a lot. Leno Ralph.
Tsunami. We share the pain of those disasters.
Yes, we celebrate in life.
It could be we.
Celebrate life, my dear.
For people dying all over. depressing things we see. Sometimes I just feel my friend, he won't come into an end. I still celebrate in life. I still celebrate in life.
Oh yes, Padrav says she's still celebrating life, although she passed away. But she wants us to celebrate life. Oh yes, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO.
Good afternoon, Raphael.
Hey, how you doing, my dear?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good, good, good.
Okay, so last week, I was going to call you back with some information.
Yes.
I will send you an email after, okay?
All right.
Okay, so we're celebrating 50 years of... Mm-hmm. Okay, let me rephrase that. Guyana celebrated 50 years of being a republic.
Okay.
In the month of February.
And that's Guyana?
Yes.
Okay. Guyana Republic celebrating...
50 years.
50 years of republic.
Okay. So, the Guyana Cultural Association of Montreal,
mm-hmm.
together with the Guyana Ottawa Cultural Association...
Yeah.
We will be having an interfaith service on February 15th. Okay?
Okay, all right.
And this is being held in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at 6666 Coordination.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on them for the time.
Okay. 66.
That's across from the Coordination Plaza.
Okay, all right.
So where it is.
Okay.
Right? So I'll get that information and I'll fill it out. I'll call you next week with it, okay?
All right, my dear, good.
Send you a flyer. In the meantime, Ottawa is having the gala for the 50th anniversary of Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And that is being held on February 29th in Ottawa.
All right. Ottawa is doing well, man. They're coming to Montreal and they're doing their thing in Ottawa also.
Okay, so I'm going to be giving out a number.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone is interested, they can call this number for tickets.
Okay.
It's area code 613-424-4177.
All right.
Or they can contact me and I'll...
Yeah, no, they can call you. What's your number again? Tell them your number.
514-481-9379.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay? So this is what happened for us right now, okay? So I will send you some emails.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And give me more information as soon as you get it.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Welcome. All right. So we are going to get into a quick... ad here, and we'll be back with more. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO 1690 AM or Caribbean Callaloo or CJLO.com.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Oh, yes, I have to answer this, and someone on Facebook is asking me. It's good to see that Concordia University, Sir George William University, when it started, what happened in the 60s, it's good to see that they're still celebrating our culture, and they are, and to tell you something, became Concordia University, and all of that has gone under the rug, and you know, there are still a lot of things to be ironed out, but we are doing well here at Concordia University. There are students from all over the world come here every year. Over 40-something thousand students attend this university every year. So, hey, we are doing well, and thank you, Elmer Gabriel, over there in Toronto, for asking that question, and I'm going to name out all those who are listening in and everything else. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will name you all later on. In the meantime, we are celebrating life right now as we just played that song. But we are celebrating, we call Lucien Small from St. Vincent's, Salouche. 12 years of his death last week, the 14th of January. and we have been celebrating him playing some of his comedy, but today we're gonna change it up. We're gonna play something from another comedian just to celebrate the life of Saloosh. Saloosh, you're gonna hear this one.
Living in the Caribbean. Now, another thing about living in the Caribbean, living in the Caribbean, you get very near to animals, and animals mean a lot. And I want to end this on a moral. All, you know, folk tales have to have a moral. Well, I can tell you a real story, and stories have to have a moral. We have to learn something from it so we can live better. A donkey and a rat walking down the street. Friends, bam, the donkey walk in some quicksand, and he start to sink in quicksand. So he called to the rat, save me. The rat didn't know what to do. He run down the road and he see a man sitting down in a BMW, a real sporty, powerful car, a BMW. He said, my friend, donkey, don't be coming. The man come and he beat up BMW, throw a rope to the donkey, pull donkey out. So donkey tanky and thing. 2 days later, rat and donkey walking down, and rat sinking his six hand. Donkey, hey ratty, go find, see if you could find a man in a BMW. Ah, help. Donkey say, hold on. So donkey straddled the quicksand. And you know,
what? I'm the woman that keeps distinctly now. They say, don't get out of hand, Tommy. And I am doing that. I don't want to be rude. You know, men have a way now when they're going to get these things to strengthen them. Now, you know, man running down all this Viagra. You know, men was running it down. You know that too, partner. Look, my partner laughing. Yes, that man was going to them pharmacy and kneeling down. I want two. God. But when they never used to speak harder when they wanted it. You know, men already. Like that and condoms, you don't ask hard for that. Viagra, he said, you have any? When I walk in the pharmacy, he said, excuse me, I want to get a pack of condoms. You must talk hard, no man. So, I want to get a pack of condoms. He said, talk hard, what do you want? He said, a pack of condoms. He said, want a pack of condoms? He said, yes. How much for it? $8.95. Give me a pack. What size? He said, wait, madam, excuse me, they have size in it too. She said, yes, what size? She said, look, me out and the waist, come around the counter. The fellow went wrong. She said, pull down your pants. Fella drop your pants. She said, rest it in my hand. Well, he rest it. She said, Jean, bring a small. She said, oh God, no, bring a medium. She said, Jean, wait, the bottom of the medium, bring a large. She said, oh gosh, forget the large. She said, what? She said, bring a mop and a bucket.
That's Tommy Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, he came here the first time Saloosh came to Montreal, right over here at Concordia University. Where's that big auditorium call again? I'm forgetting names, Mr. Our auditorium here on campus. Yeah, I know. We all suffer from the same thing. Anyway, Tommy Joseph. Saloosh brought Tommy Joseph with him and a few other to celebrate. He died 12 years ago. The last show that Saloosh did, it was right here in Montreal, Oscar Peterson Hall. Yes, is that Oscar Peterson? We did it right here on campus. So we do a lot of things here, Elmer, at Concordia University, here on campus, in our for our Black History Month. We do a lot of things. We do a lot of things at Concordia University. It's not like in the 60s, my dear, when you knew it. All right. So, hey, we are going to do this. Let me see if I'm going to play something else.
Drink and drunk, yes, that is my name. always make my family shame. Drunk and always considering my friends and my family. All of them.
I can't see anybody. You can see me? All right, light man, just follow wherever I go. Good night, everybody. How is everybody going? Good? I love an audience to talk to me, so feel free. All right, first of all, thank you so much for having me in Washington. It is really a pleasure to be in your country. I love Washington, D.C. I love it. I just love the United States. I'm in love with your country.
This is Donna Haddad. She might get a little crazy.
I didn't come here to kiss anybody's ass. The truth is, I didn't come here to big up Washington, the States, Trinidad, nobody. I came here to big up something that has been ignored for a long, long time.
Okay, I am not going to go there with her because I know she's going to be very rude. So I'm going to cut it right there. And Tommy Joseph talked about something, the condom jokes just now. And I remember my doctor, I asked him for something to help me out with that. And he says, no, you don't have a problem, man. I'm going to send you an address because he had prescribed a blue pill for me. So I said, an address? He said, yeah. I said, I want to go by the pharmacy and get something better. He said, no, I'm going to send you an address. You you go around at and it's right on my street, not too far from me. And he gave me the address. And he's going to say, you're going to see a lady named, her name is, go see Alice. And she would help you. You get the joke? You ain't laugh yet. See Alice. He tell me, go see Alice. that's my joke. And also, I'm from Grenada. I have something here from Grenada. What they call this here? Boy, I can't see. What's the name on that? It's Bobande from Grenada. They sell it right here in Montreal. Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bobande right here in Montreal. And if you want it anytime, give me a call. I would put you on to the people who have it. And I think I have a number for them. They can help you with that. I'll give you that number later on. And you go there and you check them out. They call them at 514-718-5615, and they will help you out, you know. And that's all the I'm going with all this. I'm done with all the talks about sexuality. So, but you know, sexuality is why we're here. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have been alive today. So we have to talk about it. We have to learn about it. To people who doesn't know about it, we have to tell them more about it. So we're gonna get something really, really good for you. It's tell you how to worship. And we want you to worship today with us. And we're gonna tell you how to worship and who we're gonna be worshiping with coming up.
Such a lover can find
Oh yes. This lady. Alright boy, every time I hear her, I feel like kneeling down somewhere and pray, because I'm not a guy who go through a lot of prayer. I went to church from since I was 4 years old. I've been going to church. And I started, I went up when I was about 6.5, 7 years old. I started to sing in the church choir. And I went from there to when I been, we call it in those days, an altar boy. Acolyte. So we here we are. The first time this lady here came to Montreal, I was lucky enough to do the music for her in the background, and we never heard nothing like that. This lady has very good background music, and she wanted me to go on tour with her, but I was still working. So I said, what? I go on tour doing gospel, but her music sound great, as you can see. She has one of the greatest voice for women in the Caribbean, and could be singing gospel music, maybe even in the world. She has one of the greatest voice. Bridget Blucher. That's her that's singing right there. All right. All right. I'm asking the lady to pull the mic up somewhat closer to you, because we're going to talk to you. Vanessa Sandy, how you doing?
Doing good. Good to be here. How are you?
Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO.
Thank you for inviting me.
And you're always welcome, especially when you're doing something that is done through the Grenada Association.
That's right.
And you guys, and you're here with none other than Theodore Blaze. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for inviting us this evening.
You're welcome. And he's the honorary counselor for Grenada in Montreal. All right.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you so
much. Okay, so hey, and you're doing a good job so far.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You took over from a good man.
Oh, the best.
And, you know, you're doing a very, very good job.
I'm just trying to walk in huge shoes here.
You know something? You have big feet, so you can pull it up real fast.
I'll give it a good shot.
And here, okay.
Well, when you see me, you know we're talking about Grenada, CARICOM, Pity Martinique. And this evening, I'm joined by Ms. Vanessa Sandy of the Grenada National Association. And she's going to talk to you a lot about Grenada. So
you're talking about Grenada today. So let's hear something about Grenada. And tell us about Grenada and why we should, that everybody should come out when Grenada is doing something. I know they are have the biggest spectacle in Montreal right now every summer.
Yes.
And and other things. And I know about something else about Grenada that's good. The food.
The spices. The spices make the food.
All right.
Definitely.
Good. So go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, talking about Grenada is my favorite subject, mm-hmm. right? Because that's where I'm from. And there's so many good things to say about Grenada. You know, the people are warm, friendly. The food is amazing. The climate, it's a nice place to visit. If you live there, you're like among the luckiest people in the world to live in Grenada. Enjoy the warm weather, you know, safe. It's peaceful. It's beautiful. Like, you know, I miss that energy. I'm here in the cold and, you know, just thinking about there keeps me going and gets me through the winter every year.
Me too, because I've been spending a lot of time in Grenada.
Oh, okay.
And nice.
I was hosted by the best person in Grenada.
Yeah. You want to tell us who that is?
Please, enlighten us.
The Prime Minister.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's my good friend.
Yeah.
And also, when his mother turned 80 years old, right here in Montreal, she used to live.
Yes.
I was the one who did the music for her.
Nice.
And he was there.
Yeah.
And after that, we are buddies.
Nice, yeah. Well, I've met him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, each time it's been memorable. Whenever he comes to visit, mm-hmm. no matter what I'm doing, I try to fit it into my schedule to just be there and... Mm-hmm. show that support. Yeah.
And of somebody course you saw him on the last trip when he was
yes,
there.
Yes, he was here. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw him. Yeah, yeah. And somebody know I love Grenada so much. They sent me something from Grenada here this morning. That's I just got that.
And I have some. I have another surprise for you also.
You do?
Yes, sir.
So, you know something? Every time I see a Grenada face, I get surprised.
It's
generous people.
I'm
right?
not gonna say what it is yet.
No, okay.
But there's a gentleman. Uh-huh. With, I think he's building a boat with a huge piece of wood on his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, right. And he, instead of he carried the wood to build the boat, they went and make a rum with it.
Well, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he caught on real quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the trees in Grenada are good.
Absolutely. But yeah. The primary reason for a visit this evening is to talk about the upcoming Grenada will be celebrating its 46th year as an independent nation on coming February the 7th, 2020 this year. It's a Friday. And of course, the Grenadian community in Montreal will be celebrating this milestone with several functions. And Vanessa here will start off with the role of the different events coming up, starting with the church service. Mm-hmm. You go, Vanessa?
Yeah, so there's a church service happening. And then the main event would be the actual celebration, which is happening on February 15th. The address is 6767 Côte des Neiges. We all are familiar with that location. It's right in the city, in the heart of uptown. It's easy to get to. So it's a venue that we can all just kind of gather at and celebrate Grenada, our progress, how far we've come, and just look ahead to see, you know, what we can accomplish in the near future. Like, we have a theme for this year, and the theme is preparing for the future through empowerment, growth, and sustainable development. So all we're right. inviting everyone to come out. Mm-hmm. Tickets are affordable. For adults, it's only $40. For children 15 and under, it's $15. And I guess we can give the number a little later on in the show for where people can call to get tickets to.
And that's at 6767 Côte des Neiges Road. It's right across from the Côte des Neiges Plaza.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's where.
And what date it is again?
It's the 15th of February.
Okay.
So it's in about forward. 3 weeks from now.
Good.
Yeah, that evening it will be a cultural show, and we're asking people to come out in the national colors.
Come out and show your national
colors.
Come
out and show. Dress in your green, yellow, and red.
Yeah, with a tinge of red, gold, and green, as I like to call it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. See, that's why Venice is here with me. She's keeping me on my toes.
Yeah. It's a good thing when a young lady can keep you on your toes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm here for the youths.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yes, the church service, as my colleague previously mentioned, it's at the St. Paul's Anglican Church, and that's happening on Sunday, February 2nd at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's the same day as the Super Bowl, but it's earlier. So if you like to watch the Super Bowl, there's probably viewers out there that's looking forward to the Super Bowl. They can still come to the church service, you know, be there, participate, support, and then go home and enjoy the Super Bowl.
So,
like it's a win-win.
Win-win.
You don't have to miss one.
Anytime you go to a Grenada function, you're winning.
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. The energy is always high. You know, people are having fun. You know, dancing, having a good time, and in the winter, you really need that. There's a reception that's going to follow at the church hall as well. So the ceremony kicks off at 11 a.m., reception to follow. So it's really like a full event that's going to be, you know, something for everybody. Whatever you like and you're into, you're going to enjoy it.
All right.
So for that weekend, we're going to bring a touch of spice to Montreal.
All right.
In Montreal. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring some heat in. So if...
All right. So okay. So we're gonna celebrate Grenada first.
Absolutely. We have to give you a chance to. Yes, come with it.
Caribbean passion. heels. That puts my mind at ease.
Come into that, I have to do what I'm here to do. I have to play a commercial and I couldn't find it. So now I'll be right back with more, much more. We got much more to give you here today. A lot to give you about Grenada. So we'll be right back after this message. Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness, 17 years. Lady Oracle, Limelight been going strong for 17 years. Lady Oracle, put down that champagne. We're not celebrating just yet. We need our peoples to be with us. Come and join us Saturday, February the 8th, Bevan Bell Social Club, as we celebrate the Limelight Radio Show 17th year on CJLO. Special guest performances by Sean Miller and lyricist Serenity. She got bars. On the ones and twos providing the music for the night, my man, DJ White Sox. $5 donation at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. until 11. Come celebrate with us. We'd love to see y'all there. Peace.
I say, what are you listening to?
One of the best gospel voice coming out of the Caribbean and maybe across the world for females is gonna be blessing us here in Montreal through the Spice Island Cultural Association of Quebec with their gospel entertainment. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. This lady is strong, and you couldn't find somebody else better to do this gospel show for you. Tell us all about it, because it's coming through. We're gonna raise the roof, we're gonna break it in, because that day you're going to have no snow, no rain, only snow, only sun.
Well, as the honorary consul for Grenada in Montreal, I have to touch all bases.
Yes.
And all the associations and all the Grenadians that are having a function within the next few weeks, it's incumbent on me to assist with the social media and getting the word out there.
Yes.
So I'm here to say that this fine lady that you're hearing right now with the Caribbean Woman of Gospel will be in Montreal. The Spice Island Cultural Day Association of Quebec will raise the roof with a gospel extravaganza with the Caribbean Woman of Gospel evangelist Bridget Blucher.
Yep.
Also featuring Zena Edwards, the Fitzpatrick Sisters, Perpetual Praise Choir.
Wow.
Gershon August, Pastor Hervé Picon, and the one and only Jab Jab Orchestra.
Yep.
Now, this is going to happen on Saturday.